Dr. Keith Cloutier is Head of Health at the Western Cape Department of Health. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John, and hello to your listeners.
It is a very significant increase in the number of people who've been hospitalized because of their COVID test.
It is a significant increase, and particularly worrying to us is the increase over the last 10 days. And that has been a rapid increase. And the rapid increase can be explained, the 904 you're talking about, quite a lot of that rapid increase has been in the last 10 days in the Garden Route facilities, so George Hospital, Knysna, and all the other surrounding hospitals, including the private sector hospitals, has seen a huge rise in cases in the last 10 days. But the big worry for us is the increase in hospitalizations in the metro, specifically Grootskeer Tigerberg Hospital, the bigger hospitals, and then also hospitals like Victoria Hospital, Mitchells Plain Hospital, etc.
Are we getting close to a point where we're running out of beds and reinvigorating at least part of the Hospital of Hope, or is that still quite some distance away?
Just to make it very clear, John, we had a Hospital of Hope, which was at the convention center, and that had 800 beds at the time. We, at the peak, used 400 of the beds. At the time, we brought Brackengate online, and you would remember the Premier closed Hospital of Hope at CTICC. And Brackengate has the capacity to run to 338 beds. We've never really got beyond 50, 40 patients in there. So Brackengate is actually our place, which can go up to 338.
Yeah. And it is still operational or can be operationalized very quickly?
There's a team of people. There's 38 people today. It can go up to 338. We've also got, with a very kind donation from Gift of the Givers, we had a 60-bed hospital on Lentegi Hospital premises. It's called the Friesia Ward. That's another 60 beds. So if you take that 60 plus the 338, we actually have 400 beds that can be scaled up like the Hospital of Hope operated at the peak.
Okay. But how close are Tigerberg and Grootskeer to not being able to accept any more COVID-19 patients?
The Grootskeer and Tigerberg at the peak had obviously much more COVID than they have currently. The big thing is that we have reintroduced other services. So if you scale COVID up, you have to scale down things that we've been taking like great care to start up again. And then the other big problem that we have is we had almost like the artificial close down of alcohol and lockdown, and we didn't have too much trauma. That being lifted, together with the fact that we've introduced other services, means that if we have to scale up capacity in those bigger hospitals which exist, you have to scale down other things to be able to accommodate that.
So it is it's a particularly concerning situation then, which, what are the responses that are possible other than to beg people to wear masks and keep apart and not go into crowded spaces and wash their hands and sanitize whenever they can? I mean, do you have any other stratagems available to you?
Well, at this point in time, we have a threefold strategy, and you're right. I mean, the first one is we're watching, and we have very good data, so you would have known that we've learned quite a lot how to have the data. You've got the data dashboard, and we can tell you all kinds of things of where the cases are. So we can track, and we can really track where the cases are increasing, and if we can do something about it, we can do something about it. This has now gone to a point where it's growing so fast. The second strategy is to bring hospital capacity online as and when we need required. But the third strategy is the fundamental thing, is the change in behavior. Now, without lockdowns and having to keep the economy going, the only thing that we have is responsible behavior when people gather. So that is a very tricky thing to achieve because of the fatigue. So we have to have a combination of enforcement and really going hard. The environmental health officers are planning, law enforcement is planning to actually say, guys, you really have to be careful about how we behave. But then the big onus is actually that responsible behavior takes hold somehow amongst our communities to safeguard all of us and safeguard our healthcare system.
Good luck with that, Dr. Keith Cloutier, Head of Health at the Western Cape Department of Health.